Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Beyond the season opener on Thursday, there are some great opportunities to bring the whole family down to KeyBank Center this month for Sabres hockey. Afternoon games on Monday, October 13th against the Avs. Saturday, October 18th with the Panthers coming in. Visit sabres.com/tickets to purchase yours today. Practice is in the books for today. We're inching closer to the season opener, and we've got newcomer Josh Doan with us here at KeyBank Center on Sabres Live. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to do the handshake, too. Yeah. Double handshake. That's okay. We'll do it. Oh, before we start talking about, you know, Sabres everything, did you watch your old college team play Penn State over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Man, like, I know it was Gavin McKenna and everything, but Penn State's got a good team.
Yeah, they got a good team.
And one of the goalie, Connor Hasley, just transferred to ASU. He's a Buffalo kid. So,
oh, really?
You know, that's, you know, just more people watching college hockey, it's good. So.
Yeah, they're high on him. He was at Bentley last year.
He was
year,
at Bentley. Yeah. He had a really good year. So, yeah.
Biggest takeaway for you from college hockey?
I mean, it's hard. It's a man's sport in college, so I'm excited to see how the junior guys do. I think they'll all do fine. You saw McKenna, obviously, was good this weekend, but it's a step from junior for sure.
How many classes did you complete at Arizona State, and would you pursue your degree in the future?
Yeah, I got a year and a half done, and my mom she's hounding me to get it done at some point. But, I mean, it's hard. They got a program. They do a really good job at ASU of, like, paying you out throughout your course credit. Yeah. But you have to take three at a time, so it's hard to do that during the year and traveling. So maybe when I'm done.
Yeah, you know what? You got to get you know, some of your teammates to help you out and
exactly
take the class with you.
Sure, there's some guys that help here.
Are you the smartest guy on your line?
No. Actually, who am I with? Krebsy's smarter than me, but Quinter and Clowder, I mean.
So you said, wait. You said Krebsy is smarter than you?
Yeah, Krebsy.
Or does he think he's smarter than you?
I'll give it to him. He thinks he is, but he's a Western League guy, so he's not that smart. And then Clowder and Quinter, I think it depends on the day for the three of us.
Yeah, I could see that, but sounds like you've got, like, you're a newcomer, but you have really good relationships with a lot of the guys already. Where, you know, it's always hard. I was on a new team and kind of looking around, maybe finding your one or two buddies. But how is the transition with the new guys?
Yeah, it's been really easy. Thankfully, the guys here are awesome. So. You feel you're connected to kind of everybody at this point, and the year hasn't even started yet. Yeah. So that's made it really easy. The transition for both Michael and I have been really easy. The guys hang out a ton, which makes it a little bit better when you're away from the rink and an opportunity to get to know guys. So, I mean, you need everyone to be tight to win hockey games. So we got that going for us.
How big is this opportunity for you right now? And how do you view it? Like, as far as knowing what type of player you believe you can be.
Yeah, I think this is the first year that I've got an opportunity to kind of be who I want to be as a player and play my style. They've given me the opportunity to do so. So it's an opportunity that I'm really grateful for and hopefully can capitalize on.
When you came into the NHL so hot from a scoring standpoint, how like great and then challenging is that to be that player or something like that?
Yeah, it's hard. I think when you first get in the league, though, it's just go play. Like there's not a lot that they're telling you other than just to have fun and play your game. And you make a mistake and guys are making sure that you're okay. Coaches aren't hounding on you yet. And then as you kind of progress, then you start to kind of find your way and you're part of the team. And then that's when things change a little bit. But I think it was an awesome start for me, obviously, given the opportunity I got there out of the gates. And then the start of the next year, I think it came out a little bit slower. We had a lot of opportunities but didn't capitalize, and it kind of slowed down from there. But, the first year was definitely a learning experience, and then kind of how to find that again is now the plan.
We talk a lot about duos on the show, like Duffer and I were a duo, that old commercial with Ovechkin and Backstrom.
Yeah.
You know, we're a duo. It seems like you and Jack Quinn have kind of developed that duo. You were with Kulik earlier, it looks like now with McLeod. Is that fair to say that there's a few duos and maybe you and Quinner are developing something?
Yeah, I think it's really important finding chemistry with at least one guy. Obviously, with the power play and the setup of our line, we got a lot of opportunity in practice to play together and throughout preseason. So, I mean, he's a guy, he skates so well and shoots the puck so well. It's finding him with speed or getting him the puck around the net, and that's been our game plan. I think he's an incredible player and someone that's easy to kind of find chemistry with. So hopefully we can kind of continue that and be a duo, like you said.
He's not much of a talker. Do you have to, like, get it out of him on the bench or in the room?
Yeah, he's like hit or miss in the day. Sometimes he's talking, sometimes he's a little bit quieter, but he's always involved in the mix. He's a great guy. And on the bench, he likes to talk hockey. So if you're playing the game, then he's pretty vocal.
He seems like, I mean, I was a hockey nerd my whole career. Like, I feel like Quinn is that. I mean, you grew up in the hockey. So, you know, James Patrick and Jeep was on the bench, and he used to always focus and talk hockey. It would, like, him and I would go back and forth. Is there somebody else that maybe surprised you with their hockey knowledge on the team that you didn't know, but you're like, man, that guy knows what he's talking about?
Yeah, I think Cooley's lack of hockey knowledge has stood out to me. He's known nobody in the league. I even laughed at him. I don't even know if he knew who I was before I got here.
No way.
But Benny's been his hockey knowledge. He knows everybody.
Oh,
and
really?
I mean, we tease him. He's watching junior hockey games, I've heard, in his free time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Time, so he just enjoys the game. And
so that's like the two
ends. He's still got buddies he's played with, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
He's only 20.
So Benny is like, he knows everything, and Cooley knows nothing. So that's the two extremes.
Yeah, everyone else is in the middle somewhere.
Well, you won't be surprised to learn this, but he's never had a quiet day. So
it makes
my side of the duo very easy because I can just lean on Marty all the time.
We only have an hour show, so it's like easy. Talk an hour a day for hockey.
It's true. It's and perfect. Then on game days, of course, pregame intermissions and post, and we're looking forward to that on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. What else have you just kind of taken in here since the move here, and, you know, what have you enjoyed about it?
Yeah, it's been awesome so far. Obviously, the weather's been great since we got here, and we're hearing from a lot of people it doesn't stay that way. But for now, it's been amazing. I've been able to go for a walk at night with my dog, and golf's been good. The guys have taken us out to a couple courses that have been unbelievable, and Even the food's been really good so far. I checked out a couple restaurants downtown. It's been pretty smooth. I think when you get traded in the offseason, you're kind of looking forward to just getting there rather than sitting at home for 2 months waiting to see what it'll be like. So just to be here has been awesome.
What kind of dog?
He's a St. Bernard mix, so he's a big boy.
Yeah, but you and Kesselring had the pet, like like they're he has the cat, you have the dog, they're both moved together.
Yeah.
Are you living together now?
Yeah, we just figured it's easier to live together when coming to a new city, and there's a place right down the street that we found that made it really easy.
So make sure the kids, the pets are...
They hate each other, but they're still together.
You know what? The fact that you have a Saint Bernard mix and they're so big, sometimes they don't know and they chase the cat and the cat just gets one in there and the dog goes hiding.
No, he needs one every once in a while.
That's my daughter just got a new puppy like a month ago.
It's really?
Australian Shepherd.
Oh, nice.
And that thing is busy.
Yeah.
But he tried to get to the cat one time, and the cat said, no way.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of jabs like,
and
the dog's been staying away this whole time.
Okay, I may not have heard all of it, but I certainly viewed on Sabre Social your little trip to Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Take us through that. And is it true? Did I glean that you're a vanilla dip? Donut?
Yes, I am.
This has become a thing for me in the last year, too. I was always chocolate.
Yeah.
And so now I'm leaning heavily to making sure I have a vanilla dip every single game day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, game day routine.
Did you mess up the change? Were you at the cashier, or how did you work that out?
No, I was handing out drinks and food, and I was working the window. Krebs, he had the mic on, but I was handing it out. So if any orders got messed up, you can blame Peyton Krebs. It wasn't me.
See, I was a huge maple dip when I was a kid. But I don't know, vanilla dip, I don't know, I'm going to have to give it a try.
Oh, because they mix it up with the sprinkles on it. So a lot of the time on game day here, you'll get the blue and gold sprinkles, right?
Yeah.
Or if it's post-Bills or going into the Bills game, it's blue and red, obviously. So.
Oh, you're talking food. Yesterday, Duffer and I got to experience the new food that's going to be at the arena this year.
Wow.
Good. Like Tage Thompson has like the big...
Big Parm
big
Thompson.
Big Parm Thompson.
Yeah,
it's like
I saw that.
2 foot long chicken parm sub. It's amazing. So much food. So,
do you have any dietary restrictions?
Yeah, none.
Can we bring you, like, after the game, can you bring you a bunch of those items?
Yeah.
Or do you have a strict diet that you follow after?
We can try anything after the game.
Nachos.
All food's good. Yeah.
There's dessert. There was like a pumpkin spice shake. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. So we're getting more ideas for post-game show.
Yeah.
Have the star of the game come up to the set.
Yeah.
We'll treat him
with food.
With food.
Like the turkey and Thanksgiving for football.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
You get on set, you get a bite of the big Parm Thompson. That's the way to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Big Parm. I know. I don't
massive.
Even know where it comes from.
Yeah.
Like, but is he going to be called Big Parm now when he goes off for a hat trick or a 4-goal game? Like, I mean, what's the deal?
I would love if Big Parm stuck. Like, if the name stuck. But I think he says that's what he eats for pregame meal. Like,
Must be.
Chicken Parm. So that's what he does.
All right. We've taken enough of your time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you,
good luck in this first season in Buffalo.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
We got the pregame party in the plaza leading into the home opener on Thursday. Obviously, the Rangers are in. You can get your tickets at sabres.com/tickets because it is trending towards a sellout right now. So you've got maybe a limited opportunity to get your tickets if you don't have them already. Promising good weather, at least Marty is. Party in the Plaza starts at 3:45, and that will, of course, include live music, activities, food and beverages, alumni appearances, and much more. So we're looking forward to being on the blue and gold carpet at 3:45.
You get your suit picked up, Duffer?
I do.
Okay. You got your outfit picked up, Donor?
No. No idea what I'm wearing yet.
No?
We'll find out on game day.
Are you trending towards casual with the loosened restrictions?
I think maybe suit for game one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fancy it up a little bit.
Obviously, everybody in attendance, too, going to be getting the commemorative rally towel from KeyBank, which, of course, it'll be on your seat when you come through the doors, and doors open at 5. 3 in the NHL tonight, and obviously updates from head coach Lindy Ruff on the roster. That's all next here on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.